It was like a grapefruit.
And I'm sure he knew that before you held a grapefruit up next to him.
Well, I'm not making any promises. Not only did Leonard take what I feel is an unnecessary risk, he deceived me.
Okay, the reason he deceived you is you were being a pain in the ass.
But the reason I was being a pain in the B is because I was worried about him and no one else was.
Really? You won't even say A?
You bet your sweet B I won't.
Obviously, I care about Leonard. I'm going to spend the rest of my life with him.
What? And I'm not? It's an earthquake. I knew it.
Sheldon, it's just a little tremor.
A little tremor that turns routine sinus surgery into a frontal lobotomy. Oh, I don't care for this at all. I need to see he's okay.
Sheldon, you can't go back there.
Try and stop me.
Why didn't you stop me?
Tell you something? This whole thing with Raj's parents just got me a little worried about us.
What are you talking about? We're fine. And Raj's parents probably split up because of Raj.
What?
Well, they always say the children aren't to blame, but... Come on!
I'm not joking, Howie. You heard what he said about his parents. It was the little things they kept bottled up. I don't want that to happen to us.
How can I convince you it won't?
Oh, is there anything about me you're keeping inside?
I'm not answering that. It's a trap.